things in medicine. It may be building construction. It may be mining. Whatever the needs are.
Election Day is Tuesday, November 2nd. What's on your ballot? And a special report from the Haines High School. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Election Day is Tuesday, November 2nd. Skagway and Chilkat Valley voters take part in electing a state representative for their district, a governor and lieutenant governor, a U.S. representative, a U.S. senator, and decide whether or not to retain court appointments in the 1st Judicial District, Alaska Supreme Court, and Court of Appeals. Voters also consider two bond propositions and a ballot measure to increase the number of legislators and districts. One of the bond issues on Tuesday's ballot would fund three Southeast Alaska projects. Backers say the Sitka Pool, Juneau Museum and Library, and Kluwak Training Center would serve more than their home communities. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
Proposition B asks voters whether the state should issue almost $400 million in general obligation bonds. The bonds, a form of loan, would be spent on school, library, museum, and university facilities around the state. Southeast has three projects in the package. The largest is $20 million toward an aquatic facility at the Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. Randy Hawk is superintendent of the boarding school for mostly rural residents.
We are looking at this to be quite a resource for Mount Edgecombe students. In our dorm setting and with the kids being here 24/7, it'd be a great opportunity for them learning how to swim, PE connections, and those kind of things. So we're excited about this facility potentially coming in.
The pool also could be used as a training facility for the Coast Guard and state troopers whose academy is nearby. It will also be open to Sitka residents who are about to see an aging community pool shut down. Senate Finance Committee Co-Chairman Bert Stedman helped assemble the bond measure. The Sitkan says the Aquatic Center will serve young people from all over Alaska.
Most of the students at Mount Edgecombe High School are from remote areas of the state that don't have pool access, including Western Alaska. So by putting the pool at Edgecombe High School, you help alleviate some of that problem. A lot of those young Alaskans live in a Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, which is similar to like living in Southeast. You recreate on the water all the time.
The bond package also includes $18.5 million toward a new state library, archives, and museum facility in Juneau. Bob Manghart, the museum's chief curator, says his building and the archives are failing. A new structure would allow for a joint approach to preserving the state's history.
We just felt that it would be a good opportunity to bring everything together to see what new processes could be employed with us all being in the same building and basically mitigate the fact that, number one, we don't have any more room to collect anything, and that the buildings are in such a state that we're starting to see egregious maintenance costs, and then we're having issues of water leaks and stuff that always pose danger to the material in storage.
He says the museum houses artifacts and art from prehistory up to the present, and the archives and libraries have companion collections.
It's a material chronology of the development of the peoples in the region here. The archives holds the written material, if you will, the documentation of that process. And the State Historical Library is in photographs, documents, books, in the same vein, anything that we can preserve of significance that gives us an image of the data life of the past.
The project, like some others in the package, will cost more than the bond measure provides, but Banghart says it would make a significant contribution. The ballot package would also provide $3.2 million towards a vocational education center in Kluwak on Prince of Wales Island. Local school superintendent Richard Carlson says it would provide training in a variety of job skills.
What we're hoping is that it would be something that would be fluid so that it would not just be a construction industry orientation, but it may facilitate things in medicine, it may be building construction, it may be mining, whatever the needs are.
Carlson says the center would serve all of Prince of Wales Island, as well as other parts of Southeast Alaska, and it would target high school and college students as well as those in the workforce.
The real goal is to kind of bring the major players together, the school districts, municipalities, post-secondary institutions, and industry and labor, to be able to create some rigorous programs that lead to the student success in a competitive workplace.
Proposition B includes schools in Western Alaska, Buildings for the Anchorage, Kenai, Fairbanks, and Matsu University of Alaska campuses, and a research facility near Kodiak. Stedman says it's a mix of education-related projects.
When we sat down and had a dialogue amongst the other legislators that represented all the areas of the state, we had some discussions with the university and some of the other communities, and we're looking, you know, at the process, trying to come up with a distribution so that all the projects weren't concentrated in one or two towns.
Proposition B has seen little, if any, organized opposition. But individual critics, in letters to the editor and online postings, have said it's unneeded or too big. Some have compared it to congressional earmarks or pork. Stedman says capital projects are one-time financial commitments, and he says the state can pay back bond costs easily.
We are concerned of the size of the overall school expenditures in the state, but if we don't educate our kids, we're not going to be able to move this state forward. And quite frankly, we'll end up just a second-tier location.
Another bond issue is also on Tuesday's ballot. Proposition A would guarantee $600 million in veterans' home mortgages. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.
The Alaska Supreme Court ruled late Friday afternoon that voting officials may provide limited information on write-in candidates if voters specifically ask for it during Tuesday's election. The guidance that's deemed legal includes help in spelling the names of write-in candidates and a list of those certified candidates. Voters must ask for the list to get it, and the list will not include party affiliation for write-in candidates. The complete list of write-in candidates recently grew from 1 to 8 pages, with more than 150 people on it, partly due to encouragement from an Anchorage talk show host to add your own name to the list before last week's deadline. The decision follows an effort from both the Democratic and Republican side to keep the list from polls and a lower court decision to do just that. Opponents say the practice has never been done before, but at least one justice said the list is no different than the literature that some people take to the polls already. Only voters who go to poll workers and ask for assistance in casting a write-in vote will be shown the list. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines, the Killeen Valley Fire Hall on the Haines Highway, and City Hall in Skagway. Voters must bring an official ID to get a ballot. Debates among the candidates for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and Alaska Governor are posted online at khns.org under the Listen tab. Also there, you'll find a forum with candidates for your district's House seat, as well as a podcast of this report. More details on your ballot for the 2010 general election, November 2nd, are in the State of Alaska official election pamphlet and online at elections.alaska.gov. Live coverage of election results begins after polls close on Tuesday night. KHNS will broadcast live content from around the state with Alaska Public Radio Network reporters. Listeners will have a chance to be part of that results coverage. APRN is looking for Election Day photos, Twitter updates, text messages, and emails from listeners across the state about funny, outrageous, or otherwise interesting Election Day happenings and comments for broadcast. Election Day is November 2nd, and coverage of the 2010 general election results begins at 8:30 p.m. Tuesday night on KHNS. KHNS and the Haynesboro School District are working together to provide several broadcast internships to Haynes High students. Ihan Goldberg is one of the semester's interns and reports on a group of local kids who are working to put together an international expedition to South America after finding inspiration from a past trip to Africa. Goldberg reports.
A group of kids in Venture Scouts last year all decided they wanted to go to Africa. Now they plan on going to Quito, Ecuador for their next great adventure. Greg Podziki leads the Haynes group.
Got about 20 kids signed up that are dead set on going, and 3 or 4 adults, as well as the Alaska Mountain Guides that'll meet us there.
Venture Scouts is a section of the Scout movement, mostly in countries of the Commonwealth of Nations, for young people roughly in the 14 to 20 age range.
Group of about 4 kids decided they really wanted to do it. They spread the word. They asked me to spread the word. And by golly, we had a meeting, and over 20 kids came, as well as many of their parents, and they were so excited. We had a slideshow that they gave us, Alaska Mountain Guides gave us, about the entire trip and a schedule, and the kids are really psyched.
The scouts plan on starting the trip in Ecuador's capital city. From there, the trip will begin.
We'll arrive in Quito, Ecuador, where we'll meet up with the Alaska Mountain Guides. We'll spend our first day taking a tour of Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador, And the reason that we don't immediately start climbing mountains is because Quito is at 9,000 feet, but we're going to be climbing up over 19,000 feet, very high up in elevation, and our bodies need to acclimate.
There, the scouts plan on mountain biking, going to a market in Otavalo, and hiking. The trip to Ecuador is in spring break and a week after spring break. The scouts plan on traveling for 15 days.
We're going to go to a market in Otavalo. It's a visit to a world-famous, unique indigenous market, and it's put on by the native people in Ecuador.
Due to the uprising and recent news in Ecuador, hopefully it shouldn't affect the scouts when they go there for their travels.
I heard on the National Public Radio that there actually was an uprising, a coup or something in Ecuador. Alaska Mountain Guides will already be there doing other trips, so they'll be able to give us a very good feeling as to whether or not it's safe. I talked to them recently, and they seem to think it was just a quick thing and it's already dying down and that there wouldn't be any problem.
The cost of sending 20 kids from Haines to South America and all the way back has them thinking about fundraising right away. This is Ihan Goldberg reporting for KHNS.
I'm Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.